Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Segregation is back. The Democratic Party, which gave us segregation only then in the Deep South, in the Old South, it was based on skin color through Jim Crow legislation, has now returned. Listen now to this. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, now says that if anyone goes to see a New York Yankees game or a New York Mets game at home at the stadiums they have in New York, that they will be segregated, except it will not be based on the color of their skin, but on their vaccination status, whether they've gotten the COVID-19 jab. He will now working with both the Yankees and the Mets, new segregation apartheid guidelines in which those who are vaccinated will be put in a separate section of the stadium, the better section, the more comfortable section, and the unvaccinated, like lepers or like African Americans during the Old South, they will be put essentially at the back of the bus, or in this case, separate section in the stadium away from the vaccinated people. And it is no longer just sports leagues, baseball, or athletics. Now this idea of shunning the non-vaccinated, smearing, shaming unvaccinated people, they want to use it for commercial airline flights, for going back to work, for going to school. Either you take the vaccine or you are not allowed to get a job, fly a plane, get on a plane, go to school, or if you go to a bar or a restaurant, you will sit in a separate section, separate but unequal. My friends, this is a horrendous idea. It is, number one, clearly illegal. It violates federal law. But more than that, they are laying the groundwork now to scapegoat an entire segment of the population that, for whatever reason, many of them very good personal medical reasons, do not want to take the jab. I, for one, will not take the vaccine. No way. Number one, it's experimental. It's not FDA approved. More importantly, with my history of allergic reactions, no way in hell am I going to take a vaccine. That's my right, my body, my choice. And now they are willing to implement vaccine apartheid, vaccine segregation to punish and make an example of everyone, essentially bully, intimidate, and shame them for not taking the jab. And what if there are long-term health consequences? Who will be held liable then? Who will be held accountable or responsible then? And furthermore, is this now how we want to apply the vaccine rollout to our society? Do we want to separate people now? As if we're not divided and polarized enough. Now you want to divide us along vaccination lines? This is one of the most dangerous, frightening ideas I've ever heard. And if it's today, it's segregation. Tomorrow, what? Internment camps? Is that what they want to do to us eventually if we refuse to take this vaccination, My friends, enough is enough. Liberals have hijacked the coronavirus to implement not just a socialist system of control over much of the population. Now they literally want to go full circle. The Democratic Party, it all began for them with slavery and segregation. It now wants to end with slavery and segregation. Except this time, the unvaccinated, we are the lepers. We are the slaves. we are now the new African Americans of the old South in the 21st century. We are the ones to be oppressed and censored and suppressed. Enough is enough. Equality under the law didn't die with the pandemic. There is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Segregation was wrong then, it's wrong now. And to all the liberals out there pushing vaccine segregation and vaccine apartheid, shame on you.